Skagway identifies three new COVID-19 cases, and the Hainesboro Assembly continues to allow limited access across the Beach Road landslide. It's the KHNS Local News. I'm Henry Leisha. Those stories and more are up next. Three new cases of COVID-19 were identified in Skagway today. The state of Alaska is currently conducting contact tracing and will notify the Dahl Memorial Clinic when the work has been completed. The latest COVID-19 cases are the first that have been identified in the community since December. Individuals should contact the Dahl Memorial Clinic immediately if they experience cold or flu-like symptoms, shortness of breath, chest pressure, fatigue, aches, headache, or loss of taste or smell. The Search Haines Health Center will provide second doses of the COVID-19 vaccine on Thursday and Friday this week. Patients who received their first shot on January 15th will receive a second shot on Thursday. Patients who received their first shot on January 16th will receive their second dose on Friday. Search staff say they will call to remind patients the day before they are scheduled to receive their second dose. Patients will receive their second doses at the same time of day as when they received their first shot. Those who can't make their appointment time may show up before or after until 4 p.m. Haines Health Center plans to host more vaccine clinics in the future. Those who have not received their first COVID-19 shot can still sign up at covid19.search.org. White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad laid off dozens of union employees last week. Now the union representing them is investigating the legality of that decision. KHNS's Claire Strempel reports.
Skagway's largest private employer, White Pass and Yukon Route Railroad, laid off 27 workers this month. All of them are members of the Teamsters Local 959 union. It represents the majority of the company's skilled labor workforce. Teamsters representative Joe Rintala says the union is investigating the job eliminations.
I'm working with the legal department right now and looking at the legality, the contract obligations and the legality, the way we can move for them and work out the best deal for our members.
Union employees lost their seniority and benefits when their jobs were stricken from the books. Rintala says the average wage for the union workers is about $44 an hour. Most employees work 8 months out of the year. Some expressed private concerns that they would be replaced by a lower-cost workforce. Rintala says he hasn't seen evidence of union busting from the railroad tour company.
I mean, the company's having a tough time. It hasn't had any business last year, and we're not sure what's going to happen this year, but there is still contractual obligations that they have to follow.
White Pass and Yukon Route declined to comment on employment matters. The railroad is owned by Survey Point Holdings and cruise giant Carnival Corporation. It's considered a local economic bellwether for the tourism economy. Rintala expects an update from the legal team in the next 2 weeks. For KHNS, I'm Claire Strempel.
The Hainesboro Assembly voted to continue allowing limited access across the Beach Road landslide at a meeting on Tuesday. The decision was made after Assembly members learned that a geotechnical risk analysis of the area had been delayed by several weeks. State and local officials have been trying to learn more about the ongoing hazards posed by a landslide that swept Beach Road in December, destroying 4 houses and killing 2 people. Geologists say there is still an imminent risk of another catastrophic slide. The Alaska Department of Transportation commissioned a geotechnical study to help inform decisions about future activities in the area, such as rebuilding the road, laying power lines, and reoccupying homes. DOT selected 2 firms, R&M Consultants and Landslide Technologies, to carry out the study. At a meeting Tuesday, Mayor Douglas Olrud said that geotechnical consultants have signed a contract, but the work has been delayed.
Basically, right now, they're currently studying the data that's already been collected. Next week, they're going to have Zoom meetings with different stakeholders in Haines, and they don't plan on being here until the week of February 22nd. Going into March for their on-the-ground survey.
Olrud said the delay was related to COVID-19 protocols and the ferry schedule. Displaced Beach Road residents have been frustrated with the lengthy process for determining if their neighborhood is safe enough to rebuild and reoccupy. Last month, the Haynesboro Assembly authorized the construction of a temporary road across the Beach Road landslide on the condition that residents use it at their own risk. It remained open for 4 days, allowing residents to remove trucks, snow machines, boats, and other belongings. At Tuesday's meeting, Assemblymember Gabe Thomas moved to continue allowing residents to occasionally cross the landslide on smaller vehicles, such as ATVs and UTVs.
As this report got delayed further, it was really evident we have to be proactive for our residents. So hence, I bring the motion to you guys.
Beach Road residents developed a safety plan and protocols for crossing the landslide when the road was briefly opened at the end of January. Assemblymember Katie Kirby said that plan made her inclined to continue allowing access to homes at the other end of the landslide.
What struck me the most was seeing how strictly the safety protocols were followed during the window of vehicle access. And that gives me a little bit of confidence in knowing that they have a plan, they're going to follow it, and they're doing a pretty good job.
The assembly voted unanimously to allow limited access across the Beach Road slide area by ATV and UTV. Residents will be required to follow the same safety plan that was developed for crossing the slide when the road was first opened. For KHNS, I'm Henry Leisha. Thanks for joining us. You can listen to and read local news stories on our website, khns.org. You can also listen to the news anywhere you get your podcasts.